This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Besides, I used to drive an 18-wheeler. You know what I did? That's exactly right.
That was Joe Biden lying, opening his mouth. In this particular case, he's lying to the union about being a truck driver. He says, I drove an 18-wheeler. Well, he saw somebody drive one, or maybe he rode in one once, so he did it too, right? The question I ask is there anything Joe Biden hasn't done? Nobel Peace Prize, Pulitzer, maybe the Fields Medal in Mathematics. He can do more push-ups than anybody he's ever met. He'll challenge you any minute. How many Olympic medals does he have now? Doesn't he have more than anybody? I mean, let Joe Biden get in front of an audience, and he is the biggest, baddest guy on the planet. And by the way, so is all of his family members. Uncle Bozy, who worked, pardon me, on the grounds crew, he's a pilot now, who flew reconnaissance missions during World War II. Who knew? Because Uncle Bozy didn't. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Joe Biden said in July of 2021, he went to the Mack factory. He says, I used to drive an 18-wheeler. I got to. And then he trails off when he knows he's about to lie. You can check this out for yourself. Joe Biden said to them, I used to drive an 18-wheeler. And he was referring to the time in 1973 when he rode 500 miles in a, quote, 47,000-pound cargo truck to get a firsthand look at what it was like to be a trucker. He rode in the vehicle. He didn't drive it. Can I give you a personal note? My uncle one time, who was a truck driver, he called. He says, hey, Kev, you want to run with me to Houston from San Antonio, whatever? And I was like, yeah, you know, I get to spend time with my uncle and see what it's like to be on the road with a trucker. And I rode in the passenger seat of that truck for 3 hours up and 3 hours back. He beat the crap out of me. I remember saying to myself, you do this every day? He goes, yeah, man. This is before trucks had hydraulics and the seats, you know, they adjust every time. And the good suspension systems. That truck beat the crap out of me. I felt like I'd been in a kickboxing match and got the worst end of it. But here's what I will tell you. I ain't a truck driver. I don't know how to drive an 18-wheeler. My uncle drove one till the day he died. And I've never driven one. And I would never profess to have driven one. I don't care if I was at the Mack factory or any other factory. I say, you know what? I appreciate what you guys do. I rode with my uncle once. That truck beat the living daylights out of me. So thank you for the sacrifice. But more importantly, thank you for being the people that transfer goods and services across this country. You make America work. Is that not good enough? It isn't for Joe Biden. Here he is lying to these people at the Mack factory.
I remember, I'm going to digress for 1 second. I got a commercial license because my dad used to run an automobile agency. And I used to have to go up to the body shop up in Philadelphia from Wilmington. And when they'd order a trailer or a cab, they'd sell the cab. And so I had to have a license to be able to drive it up and back. And so during the trucker strike years later, when I was a young senator, there was a guy who ran steel from Deamer Steel out to Ohio. And so I decided to ride out with him to see what it was like on the strike. And I was driving, going through Shiloh, Ohio. And his handle was Big Ten. And remember, everybody, all the truck stops were being blockaded at the time during the strike. And he called and he said, Big Ten wanted to come in. I forget exactly how he said it. And the only woman truck driver ever knew I met that day, she said, this is Big Mama, no room. Swear to God, true story. Swear to God. He said, I've got a United States Senator driving my truck. She said, I got the damn president in mind, so what? I'll never forget that. I was a very powerful guy. Anyway, that was the first woman trucker I met.
Do I need to tell you that this story, too, has been debunked? But you know what the left will say? Oh, that's just Joe being colloquial, being Joe, trying to relate to the audience. No, that's Joe Biden lying, blatantly lying. The same way he blatantly lied about, I never talked to my son about his overseas business. We never received a dime, not a single dime from China. And if anybody received money from China, it's that guy. And he points a finger at Trump. Said he never attended any dinners or anything with his son or for business, etc. All debunked, all lies. These people have the nerve to tell you that we're liars or Trump is a liar. Everything they tell you is a lie. Oh, Donald Trump is a racist. Really? In the previous hour, I showed you where Biden is the bigger racist. We're going to do a whole thing on that just for the record. This is uncanny what these people are willing to say and do in front of an audience all to get a vote. Just to get a vote. It isn't about what truckers really do in this particular case and why you want to make their vote count, why you want to listen to their grievances, their issues. That's not about that. It's just about, let me get the union to vote for me, and then at the end of the day, I don't care whether I help you or not.
Back in when D-Day occurred, and on Sunday, the next day,
wasn't Sunday.
My mother's four brothers all went down to the recruiting station and joined the military.
I don't believe it.
Every one of them volunteered.
Yeah, every one of them.
And my uncle, they called him Ambrose, they called him Bozy. My uncle Bozy was a hell of an athlete. They tell me when he was a kid.
Yeah, who cares?
And he became an Army Air Corps before the Air Force came along. He flew those single-engine planes.
Liar.
As reconnaissance over war zones.
Liar.
And he got shot down in New Guinea. And they never found the body because there used to be a lot of cannibals, for real, in that part of New Guinea.
Yeah, so he was eaten.
And then my son volunteered to go to Iraq for a year, and he came back with stage 4 glioblastoma. And they gave, like many of you, risked your lives, and you know people who gave their lives for the country.
Joe Biden implies that his son gave his life for the country. He went into the reserves, got a cushy job while he went over there, already had a brain, whatever, glastoma. He was going to die, but it had nothing to do with the military, nothing to do with his service. Zero. But Biden implies that he gave his life for America. He was a scumbag scoundrel just like his daddy. That's what Bo Biden was. And he can try to glamorize him and make him into more than what he is. I feel on the human side for Bo Biden, but that's it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here. I take vitamins daily, folks, and I hate swallowing pills. So now I use Verb Spray Vitamins. Verb Spray Vitamins are 90% effective as compared to pills and capsules. You spray a little bit on the inside of your cheek, bam, you can feel the effects fast. Honestly, they taste phenomenal, and they're cheaper than pills and capsules and three times more effective. Verb Spray Vitamins are tested and certified. The company is veteran-owned, and the product is made in America. So visit verbsprayvitamins.com and use the code ACTION to get your discount. Do you use coupons when you shop? Probably not, but you probably wish you did. Well, what if you had a credit card that automatically got you a discount at hundreds of big box stores? And what if that credit card earned you rewards that could be used for travel or other online store purchases? For a very small monthly fee, you can save hundreds of dollars or more annually or earn awards to amazing travel deals. Visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and get signed up for Finmore. It will change the way you shop. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events, Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So Joe Biden, pardon me, is a pathological liar, bona fide. There's nobody that can even debate that. Pathological lie. Lies about everything. Lies about being an 18-wheeler driver. Lies about his Uncle Bosey being a pilot. Lies about his son being the best man that he knows. Lies about not having any corruption or getting money from Chinese governments, whatever. Lies about everything. Lies for sport. Lies about his academic record. Lies about his record as a politician. He sponsored every bill. He can do more push-ups than you. He is the man. If there's something that's been done and it's, you know, and it needed to get to happen, it wasn't, you know, Jonas Salk who found the cure for polio or whatever. No, it was Joe Biden. Joe Biden did it all. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. Have you met somebody like him? Well, you just can't outdo him. It doesn't matter what you say, they're better. And generally, they're not. It's a sign of insecurity more than anything else. Because people should relish in the fact that you're good at something. They should want to know more. They should be curious about it. If there's any skill set that I wish I had employed earlier in life, it would have been listening better and appreciating what other people do. It's like I tell you guys, I would write an article And I would read the comments, and the people who were commenting were so brilliant. I thought to myself, the article pales in comparison to what people, what they gain from it, their insights. And I'm glad that that happened because, you know, you might think, get lost in this idea, well, I'm the writer. I'm the one who did it. Yeah, but then there's somebody that comes along and says, you know, Kevin, you had a great point there, but here's something else you might have wanted to think about or expand upon. And you're like, holy crap. Don't let everybody know that you just stumped the professor. You should relish in those moments. Those are moments of learning, moments of your mind expanding. Descartes, let me quote him, the mind once expanded never regains its original shape. Holy cow, I want to be around people that challenge me to think differently and think better. It's very rare, but it does happen. And it doesn't mean that your core is damaged. It means that, no, it strengthens your core. The more ammo they give you, the better. We played a clip the other day of the Founding Fathers, a young lady expounding upon the Founding Fathers. Everybody thinks the Founding Fathers are a bunch of 80-year-old guys who built the Constitution. These were 18, 19, 20-year-old guys who were wise beyond their years, ordained by God to build the greatest country in the world. These were scholars that looked at everything going on in the world at a young age. I want to ask you this. Would you want 18 to 25-year-olds building the next America? Yeah, I don't think so. So when we look at, I mean, I don't know if you knew that, but when you hear that clip of this young lady saying, look at these people who built this country, and then look at these octogenarian clowns that we have in Congress who've been there forever, haven't built, all they've done is destroy the great work of the Founding Fathers, who really should be called the Founding Teenagers for the most part. And these people built the greatest country in the world, and all these old clowns in D.C. are doing now is trying to destroy it. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. If you get better radio, you get better information from somewhere else, God bless them. Let us know. I want to listen to those shows. But I'll tell you this. When I'm looking at what we're going to do on any particular day, I look for inspiration. I don't have an agenda. I don't wake up going, today we're going to talk about this. Rare. I shouldn't say I don't do it, but it's rare because there are times where I talk about lying, but I want to give you the psychology of it. We did that. I've got a thing where I'm talking about a friend of mine who came to Jesus and he left Prince's band. We're only going to let you hear that if you're a member of the Backstage Club. I have a friend of mine who is a dream analyst. We're going to do a show with her that's mind-blowing. Those are planned, but I'm saying the rest of these things, when they come up, I'll have an agenda. My producers have put this stuff in front of me, and then God goes, say this. And this is what we end up talking about. Right now, they're looking at me because we're behind schedule. Yeah, because I'm off on a tangent, but it's a good tangent. Because I want you to understand there is important messages wrapped up in all this stuff. There's an important message in that 18-wheeler story Joe Biden continues to rinse and repeat and lie about. And his corn pop days. And all the other stuff that he lies about. And all the other racist comments that he's made. And all the things that these people overlook. And I've been asking you this very important question. Why aren't the Republicans doing anything? Why haven't the Republicans said, you know what? We got all we need. Let's start running ads. Let's start letting people know it's not just Joe Biden. It's Democrats in general. And they could do it in one fell swoop. This isn't about Joe Biden. Joe Biden is a hapless rube, a puppet being managed by puppeteers. Why are we concerned about him? We should be looking at how do we get this party? How do we get the Democrat Party to where black folks say no more, Hispanics say no more, Jewish vote says no more, young females say no more, educated people, whatever demo that you think is catering to that group says we're done. And it comes with knowledge. It comes with you being armed and ready to go to battle. When people mention the Founding Fathers, you should say to them, do you know who the Founding Fathers were?
Well, a bunch of old white men.
No, they weren't. they were the age of your sons and daughters, like that. Or if it's a kid, a college-age kid, they were 18 to 25 years old. Does that surprise you? Let me ask you this. What nation would you have formed if your group today formed something and you grabbed a few 18 to 25-year-olds? You grabbed 56 of them and you guys formed a nation. What would you form? Nobody would want to live there. You'd form Portland. You'd form San Francisco under Gavin Newsom. Not the San Francisco we all know, the iconic one that they used to write songs about. Nobody's going to write songs about San Francisco today unless they're talking about poop maps and hypodermic needles. We have a responsibility. And this is the year. I said it the other day. I opened the show saying, this is the time, this is the place, and you have been chosen. To do what? I don't know. But God has put you in this time and this place to do your will, to do His will, and to actually make a difference in this country. And you know what? Stop complaining. Stop complaining. Guarantee that you're going to vote. You're going to get others to go vote. You're going to talk to somebody who's anti-Trump, anti-MAGA, anti-conservatism, and you're going to convert one person between now and the election cycle. How about you do that? Let's just give you one. It's like my wife would say, you got one job. Usually when I haven't done that job is when she reminds me that I only had one job. But the point is, isn't that... is that a good thing for you to do, to say, look, I'm just going to talk to one person that hated Trump and ask questions. I'm going to talk to one person that doesn't know anything about history and ask them about the founding fathers or ask them about this or that. Whatever you learn from this show, whatever you glean from Kevin Jackson. We'll be back. Keep it here.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Pro-Palestine protests at the University of Texas campus in Austin, resulting in nearly 24 arrests so far. University police have reportedly called for help from the Texas Department of Public Safety with the support of Governor Greg Abbott. There have been suspicions raised about off-campus agitators causing protest crowds to become more angry and violent. The Supreme Court hears arguments Thursday on Donald Trump's immunity claim against charges related to overturning the 2020 election. The outcome could decide whether Trump faces a federal trial this year on four felony counts brought by special counsel Jack Smith, including conspiracy to defraud the U.S. and obstruction of an official proceeding. Trump's legal team argues that he should have absolute immunity from prosecution for official acts while in office. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You know, if I have my way in the next 4 years, I'm going to make community college free. And it'll grow the economy. It won't cost the taxpayer.
Spoken like a moron that knows nothing about finance or economics, right? He's going to make it free. But it ain't going to cost you anything. It's not going to cost the taxpayers anything. He's going to pay for it out of his own pocket. You know what? Mexico will pay for it. No. Better yet, Putin will pay for it. Joe Biden, boy, making those promises. If I have my way, the next 4 years, well, what happened to this 4 years? He violated the Constitution and said, I'm going to give money back to college students. Essentially, everybody's paying for everybody else's college. Now, I got a scholarship to pay for my college. But everybody else is going to pay for yours. I didn't even need to. Why did I work so hard to get into college on a scholarship? At this point, it seems stupid. What is the incentive? See, the thing about college, when I was growing up, it was difficult to do. It was expensive. You had to be the best. You had to qualify. You had to work hard. Now it's nothing. Joe Biden says, you know what? Let's just make it free. It goes back to Chris Rock saying community college is for the community. Strippers go to community college. I mean, that's his joke. But the truth is, it is. And for the record, I don't care. Community college is a great thing. Everybody doesn't need to go to a four-year college. Everybody doesn't need, some people need to kick the tires and see if they have the discipline or if the degree plan is something that they really want to pursue. There's lots of good reasons for community college. You know what I took in community college? I took French immersion. I wanted to really get immersed in the language. I took it in college, but I took immersion in a community college. You know, to enhance my French experience. And it was the best thing that I ever did because I really, you know, worked on the language during that time. It was a great thing to do. But goodness gracious, you know, Joe, we're going to give it away and it's not going to cost you a dime. Man, who's okay, Joe, given that as the backdrop, I would really like to know who's going to pay for it. Where's the money coming from? Joe Biden acts like everything is free because you know what? For leftists, everything is free. He doesn't have to. He can make any promise he wants. He could go to the Mack truck and say, I drove trucks for a living. Yeah, Big Mama. I remember Big Mama when I was driving around my big 18-wheeler for a decade. I knew exactly what was going on. And, oh, by the way, the Big Mama story. Do you think Joe Biden as a senator would tolerate Big Mama saying they couldn't have that truck go there? That egomaniacal, crooked, corrupt, brain dead moron, he would have flipped his wig. And everybody knows that he's got a temper. But they make it, oh yeah, Big Mama, she wouldn't let me in. True story. That's when you know Joe Biden's lying. True story. You also know when he's about to lie, because you know what he does it when he's about to lie? He goes, yeah, I was anyway, that's when you know he's about to lie. And he caught himself. I'm actually proud of him when he catches himself in a lie and doesn't follow through with it. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So much to talk about, so little time. We've talked about, you know, the folks that back Joe Biden. John Legend says Joe Biden is not a racist, but Trump is. Michael Douglas says Joe Biden's not too old to be president. Didn't say anything about Donald Trump, except that none of the people want to work with Trump. Let me ask you, do you think that if Trump were to do a casting call and say, hey, look, who wants to be in my administration? And Joe Biden did the same thing. Who do you think would have the longest line of people? Okay, let me ask it another way. Who would you want to pick in administration, Joe Biden or Donald Trump? There are even leftists that are going, you know what? Joe Biden's administration is too freaky for me. It's like Joe Biden does a casting call and says, if you are the worst at what you do, if you lead with whatever your stupid, you know, peccadillo is, I'd like to hire you. I don't want to hire you for your expertise and what we need you for, which is all the government should care about. Joe Biden says, are you a freak? Do you like to cross dress and sleep with dolls and marry your car and lick your truck, you know, for sexual satisfaction? Then please apply. Anybody else need not apply. If you're qualified for the job as to run the nuclear fusion department or whatever, I want to play this clip. Jonathan Turley was talking about the case against Donald Trump. And I've already told you, the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times had an op-ed where the guy said, it's crazy what Alvin Bragg is doing. But here's Turley talking about the case and the various things on Trump. This is a hodgepodge segment, so I'm going to tell you right now, but it's making the bigger point. This segment is for the greater good, okay? So you just take it.
Washington University law professor and a Fox News contributor. Jonathan, you look at the court of public opinion on this, U.S. adult view of the hush money case that we are watching play out in real time. And when asked how Americans see the former president Trump's behavior in this hush money case, 35% say they see it as illegal. Okay, but 31% say unethical but not illegal, and 14% say nothing wrong. So 45% of respondents say they see it unethical or nothing wrong, more than those who see it as illegal behavior. Your thoughts on this day?
Well, that's not unexpected. I think if you poll people and ask if Trump was responsible for the bubonic plague, you'd end up with the same 35%. I mean, we have these hard numbers on either end of the poll when it comes to Trump. They don't move no matter what the subject is. What is clear is in this case, Trump is right. I mean, this is an embarrassment. I mean, the fact that we are actually talking about this case being presented in a New York courtroom leaves me in utter disbelief. I mean, the arguments today did, in fact, capture all the problems here. You know, you had this misdemeanor under state law where that had run out. This is going back to related to the 2016 election. And they zapped it back into life by alleging that there was a campaign finance violation under the federal laws that doesn't exist. The Department of Justice doesn't view it this way. But on top of that, you've got these tough factual issues that were laid out well by the Trump team, saying someone else designated this as a legal expense, and he was actually paid far in excess of this because of this was a legal account. But also keep in mind, this is what Hillary Clinton's people did. You know, remember when they funded the Steele dossier, which they denied to reporters, they put it as a legal expense. And then they fought the eventual fine that they received from the federal government, saying, but it was a legal expense. But now you've got some of the same Democrats supporting this bizarre theory.
Yeah. So in terms of Democrats, too, Trump insists that there's coordination between Bragg's office and Washington. Bragg's office says, no, there's no coordination. Yet, what do we see at trial today? The prosecution being led in part by Matthew Colangelo, who was the former associate attorney general of the United States, who gave up that plum position to go back and become a state prosecutor. Does that seem a little unusual?
Well, you can only imagine now what Trump was thinking. This is like playing poker with someone with their cards facing outward. I mean, the first person they bring up is the very guy that they got from the Biden Justice Department who's leading this effort. And that only reaffirms and supports this narrative, right, that this is all coordinated. It's a mystery to me why they would do that, except there is a chilling reality here. It doesn't matter. It's New York. That is, if the fact is that most people in most courts would be like, whoa, let's not start with the former Biden justice attorney to make this argument. But in New York, it doesn't matter because not much else matters except the name of the defendant on the caption, Donald Trump.
You know, it's remarkable as we continue to cover this, Jonathan, the optics of President Biden out there on the campaign trail, three stops in Pennsylvania on Friday, last week alone, and the former president sitting in a courtroom, and he lamented that very point earlier on missing campaigning. Listen.
This is what took me off and takes me off the campaign trail, because I should be in Georgia now. I should be in Florida now. I should be in a lot of different places right now campaigning, and I'm sitting here. And this will go on for a long time. It's very unfair.
You guys hear me talk often about what I think about something, so I'm going to ask you, what are your thoughts? What are your assessments of how this is being perceived? And here's what I want you to do. I really want you to look at this as a bit of homework. Ask others, ask Democrats, ask these people. And if they say, you know what, I don't care, it's Donald Trump, and you say, well, would you care if it was Barack Obama? Would you care if it was Hillary Clinton? If they were flipped, would you want this being done to anybody else? Ask them these questions. Get involved in this stuff. Oh, Kevin, you can't talk to them. Sure you can. You can talk to them. You need to talk to them. You need to engage with them, and you need to make them think about their actions.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour Foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The left tell you who they are every time they open their mouths, and all you got to do is learn how to read between the lines. And to be honest with you, it's no longer a secret on how to do it. There was a point where they kind of hid it, and you had to kind of go, ooh, now it's obvious. Joe Biden is a pathological liar. But you know what they say? They say Trump's the liar. You remember when Trump got elected, they documented the number of lies that he told. They don't document Joe Biden's lies. They tell you, those aren't lies. That's just Joe being Joe. In other words, that's Joe, the pathological liar, doing what he does, which is lying. So how can we hold it against him when we know he's a liar? Come on, Kevin Jackson, you can work with that logic, can't you? Speaking of Kevin Jackson, that's who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So they were asking, should there be a presidential debate? There's a presidential debate every presidential cycle. There's never been a not been a presidential debate. You know, the left, should Joe Biden debate Donald Trump? I don't know. You know why they're asking the question? Because they know Joe Biden would get his buttocks handed to him if he debates Trump. And they call Trump a liar, but I dare you go back and listen to the debates when Donald Trump says, this guy's corrupted. He's going to get us in trouble with China. The guy's been bought and paid for. He's sold to China. And on and on. They talk about Russian collusion. This is a guy, Donald Trump said about the border, everything this man said turned out to be true. He was prophetic. He should be considered a swami, a guru. But instead, let's document Donald Trump's lies. He said it would save $3 billion. It saved $3.1 billion. He's a liar. He could have even been better. If Donald Trump said it saved $3 billion, it was $3.1, they called him a liar. If it was $2.9 billion, they called him a dang liar. You get what I'm saying? There was no way for this man to win. Until we came along. Anyway, I want to play this. This is the governor of Illinois, and he's asked if Donald Trump should debate, if Joe Biden should debate Donald. As if Joe Biden is in the driver's seat. You know, Joe Biden, he's the main man. He doesn't have to debate down. Why would he want to talk down to Donald Trump? The guy whose economy he ruined. Why should he want to have a debate with him about the policies of America? Look at what Joe Biden did. He destroyed the country. What's Donald Trump going to say to that? Joe Biden did exactly what we paid him to do. He ruined America. Here's Pritzker.
Before I let you go, a lot of talk already about whether there'll be a debate between the president and the former president. Would you encourage Joe Biden to debate Donald Trump?
Look, I think we're used to having debates. There's no doubt. I will say that whenever I look at Donald Trump's debating style, he lies and lies and lies. And it's so hard to respond to that in the middle of a debate. You only have 30 seconds or 60 seconds to respond. Do you talk about what you want to do for the future, or do you respond to the lies that have come out of Donald Trump's mouth every minute? And so I'm concerned about that, just to be honest with you. But I also think that Joe Biden is a terrific debater. He understands the issues. Donald Trump doesn't read, doesn't understand any of these issues, and so he'll just prevaricate the entire time while Joe Biden is actually showing people a great future for the United States.
What I find most interesting about that clip is Pritzker knows Donald Trump. Donald Trump, he doesn't read, he doesn't understand anything. Donald Trump, one of the most accomplished people in the country, a Wharton grad who took $1 million, made it into multi-billion. Now he's worth even more. He's been prosecuted in a way that no individual in America, I think, could have withstood what's going on. And Pritzker says he's an uneducated bum that doesn't know anything. The guy who ran the presidency and had the stock market soaring, had consumer confidence soaring, had the consumer price index soaring, had inflation in check. I could go on. No wars. And he wants you to believe this guy doesn't read. Look at him. Michael Douglas says, his staff doesn't want to work for him. Let me tell you something. Make a list and say, I can tell you this is I'll give you some inside baseball. I got called. This wasn't for this cycle, but the last time they said, Kevin, we want to put your name in a ring to be part of the Trump administration. And I said, yeah, if they have a spot for me, I'd happily do it. You know how many people got that call and said, put me there. Put me in the game, coach. Many of us, it would have been a sacrifice. You would give up your lifestyle. But it was, I'll get in the game. Heck yeah. They want to imply that nobody wants to be around Trump. He's an idiot. He's a moron, whatever. And you know what they're telling you? Joe Biden's a moron. Joe Biden's afraid to debate. Joe Biden has no policy issue that he can win on. Trump is going to destroy. Joe Biden, I created more jobs. And Trump will say, you didn't create any jobs. Those jobs came from COVID jobs that came back. I've rebuilt this economy. Yeah. So what are the interest rates when I left and what are they when you left? What was the price of gasoline when I left? What was it when you left? What has been the overall gain in the stock market from when I left and when you left? What was it, or during my tenure and your tenure? What has been the overall gain of the price of gold during my tenure? What has been the overall gain in consumer price product index? What has been the overall gain in the GDP taking apart the money that you put into the economy? How much money did you spend, not including COVID, how much money did you gain in national debt? What's your budget? What do you think that Biden could argue about? How many wars have you gotten us in, Joe? How much money did you give to Iran? Oh, by the way, remember when I told you you took money from China and you denied it and you said nobody in your family taking a dime? You care to retract that statement? Are you kidding? It's ridiculous. So this idea, I mean, I look at these people and I say, you're not fooling. I know you're not fooling me. I'm way too bright. I know they're not fooling this audience because most of you are smarter than I am. But they're not even fooling the least common denominator voters who finally waken up. And I laugh at this, and I want to play this clip because we'll run out of time. This is Pelosi. Putin is the bad guy, right? We know he's the worst guy ever in the history of man. And so here's Pelosi talking about Putin as she's rationalizing this $61 billion we gave to Ukraine.
I associate myself with everything that's been said already about Ukraine, but I want to just focus on one particular area. 2 years ago and almost 2 weeks ago, I led the first high-level delegation to Kyiv, and we saw firsthand the courage of the people, the danger of the Russians. But let me just tell you what is heartbreaking about it. Vladimir Putin has instructed his troops to use rape, kidnapping and murder in front of family members as a weapon of war to demoralize the people of Ukraine. I hope that our colleagues will choose democracy and decency rather than autocracy and evil, because I fear that if you choose the Putin route, you will have blood on your hands.
There's nothing to back up anything Pelosi said. Nothing. She has no evidence of that. By the way, that's exactly what Hamas did to Israel, to the Jews. Hamas kidnapped, they raped, kidnapped, and killed people right in front of family members, and Pelosi says nothing. It's funny how when it applies to something that they want, the Democrats want, they're ready to do it. And I'm going to tell you something, that $61 billion, $60.8 billion that went to Ukraine, if you follow that money path, you can bet a significant portion of that money comes right back to the Democrats. Right back to the Democratic Party. They have figured out a way to milk the system in ways that we can't even imagine. So don't think of this money as going to Ukraine. The money is going to the military-industrial complex, who's then putting it back into the hands of the Democrats. And I say they're putting it in the hands of the Democrats, and I'll include other leftists, which includes some Republicans, because, see, if you cared about this nation, you'd say, look, while I understand selling arms and, you know, pumping up some of these companies is a big deal. You know, they do, that's the way they generate revenue. But it's like anything else. You can keep part of that going, and we will feed that as part of the military, but you also have to make a transition and say, we got to go to civilian life. Do what Elon Musk is doing with SpaceX. We aren't into war so we can keep companies afloat. That's not the way you play with human beings. But that's the way the Biden is, and they use it as a threat. Well, if we don't give them money, we're going to have to send some troops. No, those aren't our choices. We don't have to defend another country. There's nothing in our Constitution that says you got to defend another country. If they can't beat up somebody, you better beat them up. We can send people through NATO. But last time I checked, Ukraine wasn't a member. Joe Biden wants regime change because it suits the military-industrial complex and all the things that the left wants to accomplish. This has nothing to do with bettering America.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.